Welcome to What's Working in Washington Extra. Today's show is about debt, in particular consumer debt. Many of our listeners care about this issue either because they have a significant amount of debt that they have to pay for or because they're wondering if the current economic cycle can be supported by consumers in continuing to take on more and more debt. One thing is for sure, it's an issue that we should be talking about more as a community and as a society. We're going to talk about it today with three experts. Here in the studio with me is Bruce McClary. He's the Vice President of Communications for the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. Bruce, good to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Rebecca Steele is also from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. She's their President and Chief Executive Officer. Rebecca.
Good morning.
And Richard Levick, who helped put this panel together, founder and CEO of Levick.
Jonathan, good to see you.
Well, I always appreciate an opportunity to talk with experts about important issues that affect all of us trying to get things done here in D.C. So let's get into it. Let's explore. What are some of the factors that have led to the growing consumer debt level? I think it's over $1 trillion now. What's been the main catalyst for this borrowing? Should we be worried about it? What do you guys think?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that's top of mind for me is, you know, we're coming out of the holiday season, and I was looking at some of the statistics of how much debt people added to their already significant debt load over the holiday season. The average American consumer added $1,300 in debt to their existing debt load during the holidays. So that debt, if you make minimum payments to pay off that debt, assuming it's credit card debt being charged at the average interest rate of 18%, That could take 6 years of time to pay off that debt, given that amount of money. And then there's 1 in 10 that are still carrying debt from the 2018 holiday season, but that's a small piece of the puzzle. So there are a lot of other factors that are also influencing the current debt levels. We've got a significant lack of savings in this country. We've seen all the reports about the $400 threshold. A significant portion of Americans not having at least $400 to cover an emergency expense. So where are they turning? Of course, they're turning to debt, the available lines of credit that they have. They're turning to borrowing to fill that gap. So that's another area of concern as well that's leading to this significant amount of debt that we have in this country. And it's actually $1.5 trillion of unsecured debt right now in this country, which is really going toe-to-toe with some other significant areas of debt like student loan debt and auto loans and other things like that. So you think about the fact that $1.5 trillion is unsecured debt. Unsecured debt comes at a higher cost of borrowing than some of the collateralized loans and student loans and other types of credit. So that's another problem as well. The money that people are borrowing in these situations is coming at a higher price.
And I'd just like to add to that, because Bruce is exactly right, that it's hard to get out of debt. That is one of the major problems that we have. There are less choices for workouts and settlements and move your balances from card to card. That is very, very difficult. The other fact is that many consumers have more than 5 credit cards, and they're switching between these credit cards to make ends meet. This is a huge problem. So it makes it more complicated. It's not just about calling your credit card company and renegotiating the balance. It's really about now you have 5 major creditors to call and to try to work out this balances. And it's hard to get a hold of those credit card companies. And there's a lot of predatory options out there, which are really bad and destructive for people, too. So when there's cash in debt, you know, predators come out of the woodwork. So you have to be very, very careful. And I kind of call it the wild, wild west of debt. You know, you can't shop. You can't do it yourself. So where do you turn? So there's fewer options than we need today. And that's one of the reasons why nonprofit credit counseling is really an important step to learn and educate and understand budgeting. Because it's not the super prime and the prime. It's really subprime, and subprime's growing. And we remember the housing crisis just 10 years ago. Seems for me like it was yesterday. That 9% of the market in housing caused that destruction in the housing market and in our economy. Mm-hmm. And we're headed toward a $1.5 trillion in growing unsecured debt, which could trigger another recession.
You've got the $1.5 trillion in consumer debt. You've got trillions and trillions of dollars of government debt that's trading below inflation interest. People are actually paying governments to take their money right now. Corporate debt's probably, in many cases, below real interest rates as well. Seems like there's debt everywhere. Richard, clearly we've got some consumer things to talk about today, but is this a global issue, a bigger issue?
Well, I think it's both. You're right. First of all, debt is a fairly new instrument. You know, you think post-World War II, the GI bills, student loans, the whole concept of mortgages. This is fairly new for just a couple of generations. And we've gone from it being a rather new tool, one in which initially shame was involved if you were to have this debt, to where everyone, almost everyone, expects to have debt. We've seen movies, OPM, Other People's Money, and yet there's always been this sense of sort of an unlocal parentis, a parent there that will somehow come in and reach in and save us. And we see the federal government doing that. We see consumers doing that, that we think that if we, you know, we get the fifth credit card, the sixth credit card, that somehow this will all salvage itself at some point. There are two last points that I want to make. One, the George Will column last year, in which he talked about the fact that the federal government never engaged in debt unless it was to do something for the future. Roads, bridges, the national defense. The federal government no longer feels that way. And then on a personal level, Rebecca, you raised the issue of predatory lending, and that has an ominous sound to it. What do you mean by that?
That really means that there are people out there and companies out there. Let's take fintech, for example. Fintech's a really popular growth area for companies out there lending money. It's easy to lend money today at high interest rates, at high fee costs. You really have to know how to shop and how to understand those particular programs. So predatory is where somebody's being charged more than they should if they were able to really shop and understand their options, and higher fee charges for lower credit. So really understanding how to get the right credit in order to access money and loans and personal loans and other things. It's a very, very complex ecosystem out there today.
It is very
complex.
And I want to help our listeners out for a moment and just take a step back. What we're talking about, there are two different issues here. One is debt from a standpoint of you borrow a sum of money which you repay sometime in the future. That amount is fixed. The variable part is the interest, the rental that you pay for the money. And that should be associated with the riskiness of the borrower. You know, hypothetically, the more risk that somebody won't repay, the more interest can be charged, 18, 20, 25%, 6%, whatever. It sounds to me that what we have right now is we've got the systemic issue, Richard, which is there's borrowing going on everywhere to finance future current demand with future borrowing. We're no longer borrowing to build bridges. We're now borrowing to make payroll in a way, which is a systemic thing. But bringing it down to consumers, Rebecca, the predatory point, money in a free market economy has a cost. Are you saying that what's happening now is people are paying more than they should be fairly because they're being preyed upon? Is that what's going on?
Well, I would say generally not. I would say that interest rates today, you know, on a typical credit card are going to run anywhere from 20% to 30%. That's an average.
Which means that you're effectively paying a third a year on the money.
Yeah.
So if I borrow $1,000, I'm paying back $300 just to stay even.
Right. And if you can't pay off the full balance, understanding the impact of that interest payment on your budget is really where people aren't thinking right now, and they're not planning for that. And that's why they're paying minimum. So if you pay a minimum amount, you will never pay off your credit card. So really understanding the math behind that and having, you know, someone maybe help you understand what that payment is really important. But predatory, more generally, I think, is I liken it to a zip code. So if you know a zip code of a consumer in the United States today, you know a lot about them. You know where they live, number one, easy. But you also know their FICO score. You know their medical situation. You probably know their education. This is called segregation. And in today's economy, it's very much segregated by zip code. So what does that mean? That means that it's easy to prey upon people in certain areas that have lower credit, that may be stressed with any kind of financial crisis or life event. And that really enables predatory lending and predatory moves, like payday lending.
It's almost like reverse blue lining.
It absolutely is.
Bruce, you're all in the middle of this, the National Foundation for Credit Counseling. So let's take it from the standpoint of, from a consumer standpoint, what do we need to do to arm consumers so they can better handle themselves in this kind of situation?
Well, I think one of the things that's important to do in terms of getting the right information in front of consumers is to protect them from some of the more dangerous choices in getting out of debt and offer safe and responsible alternatives to those. We talk about the landscape of debt relief opportunities for people, and we see the ads on TV. We listen to the ads on the radio, constantly promising things like settlement of debt for more than for pennies on the dollar, for more than 50%. You know, turn to these companies to get out of debt and just walk away from it. Let us handle it. A lot of those offers are dangerous. There are warnings out there from the FTC, from the CFPB. The BBB has miles of complaints about these debt relief companies that are out there that are essentially what they're doing is can be described as being just as predatory as what some of these lenders that we were just talking about earlier were doing. So I think one of the things that that needs to be done is to protect consumers and let them know this is the danger area over here. There are safer alternatives. Here's what you should be doing to responsibly manage your debt. Here are some alternatives to help you get out of debt that are not as dangerous. A lot of the debt relief companies, the for-profit debt relief companies, what they're doing is they're telling people that they'll settle the debt. But what they don't tell people about is what that involves. A lot of times that involves forced delinquency, putting people who are not seriously delinquent into a state of serious delinquency in order to negotiate. And that's like dropping a nuclear bomb on somebody's credit health.
Right.
It just makes it so much worse. And in the event that they're not able to successfully negotiate, what is that person to do? Because now they've destroyed their credit in order for the chance to have a negotiated settlement. And then a lot of these settlement companies with low success rates are coming back and saying, well, you know, gee, we're sorry we couldn't negotiate this settlement for you. You're left on your own now. And by that time, the creditor is probably suing them for the balance that they owe. So the really dangerous avenues that people can go down to try to resolve their debt out there.
Well, when we come back with the break, this is important. I want to turn our attention to giving our listeners some hints about how to address this, because I bet that a lot of the people listening have these issues they're dealing with right now. We're here talking about debt with Bruce McClary, Rebecca Steele, and Richard Levick. We'll be right back.